ばんは。今8月14日水曜日の夜中になります。ちょっとまったりとしていたら、お酒ちょっと飲みたくなって、というのも宮崎県今台風が来ております。で、今日の夕方からずっと家の中に閉じこもってて、でキャンセルをしなきゃいけなかったレッスンがあったんですけれども、生徒さんたちにね来てもらうのは危なかったので、そうお知らせして、で他にもやる仕事って結構あったんですけど、どうもやる気が起きなくてやっぱり台風が来てるって感じるとなんかこうそわそわするじゃないですか。だからっていうのもまあね、ただ単に言い訳なんですけれども、まあ今日はもういいやと思って酎ハイでも飲もうと思って、そしてちょっとソファに座ってみたら、あ、ポッドキャストをちょっとほろ酔いバージョン作ってみようかなと思って今録音始めたところです。 Good evening everyone. The time now is almost midnight on August 14th on Wednesday. I'm just chilling at home now because there is this stupid typhoon here in Miyazaki Prefecture right now.And I've been stuck home since late afternoon today. And I was supposed to have some lessons today, but I had to cancel them because I didn't want my students to come in this wind and the rain. So I had actually some stuff to do, some work to do that I can do at home, but I just didn't feel like it. You know, like when you're, like when the typhoon is here, like you don't feel really relaxed or...You kind of feel uneasy about it. I'm just making some excuses, okay? So instead, I just came to my living room and opened a can of Chuhai. So I've just finished drinking it. So I'm feeling a little bit tipsy right now. I hope you don't mind, because I thought, oh, why not just make a podcast with my like a tipsy version of it. So I'm just gonna chill out and talk to you. That's what I'm doing right now.はい、皆さんお盆楽しまれているでしょうかね。こんなお盆の真っ盛りの時に台風が来て、いろんな方がね、いろんな計画を変更しなきゃいけなかったんだろうなと思って、本当大変だろうなと思います。
I really feel sorry for all these people who had to change their plans because of this stupid typhoon. Yeah, so the people on vacationWithout being really looking forward to seeing their families or just doing something fun. But what can you do about it, right? It really sucks.
はい、ということで、まあ、こういう日はね、もう諦めてお酒でも飲んでそしてテレビ見たりとか、まあ、家でね鑑賞できる映画見たりとかドラマ見たりとか、そういうことをするのがいいのかななんて思います。
So on a day like this, like, you really don't have anything you can do about it. So I think the best idea is just to drink some beer or whatever you like and then watch TV or watch movies on your tablet and things like that.
ちょうど先日、まあ、Twitter でもちょっとつぶやいたんですけれども、邦画のカモメ食堂を見ました。っていうのがもう本当にお気に入りの映画なんですけれども、もう10回以上見てて、まあなんかたまたまアマゾンプライムだったかなにあったので、を見ようと思って見たんですが、本当に大好きな映画です。
So a few days ago I found this my all time favorite Japanese movie called Kamome Shokudo on Amazon Prime, so I decided to watch itIt's not my first time. Actually, I've seen it more than 10 times because it's... I love this movie so much. I just can't get enough of it.
で、その、カモメ食堂、皆さんもご存知だと思うんですけれども、フィンランドのヘルシンキで食堂を営む日本人女性の話で、もうとにかくね、何が起きるっていう映画じゃないんですよ。本当、何も起きない。ただ単の淡々とした日常といいますか、そういう感じなんですけれども、でもその中に出てくるお料理だったりインテリアだったりっていうのが本当に素敵で、いつもその映画見た後は私 掃除を始めたりとか、ちょっと凝ったものを作ってみたくなったりするんですね。だからそういうモチベーションをくれる本当に素敵な映画なので、今回も本当にいい気持ちになりました。
Excuse me. So this movie, Kamome Shokudo, is really amazing because it's not really exciting movie or anything like that. It's just a very slow, it's really soothing movie, I would say. The food in the movie, all the food in the movie looks really delicious. And how they live...and the interiors of the diner or the owner's apartment is just what I really love. So every time I watch the movie, as soon as I finish it, I start cleaning up my room and also I start cooking something really special because it's a really great motivation for me. That's why I watch this movie from time to time.
まあ、今回も例外ではなかったんですけど、本当素晴らしい映画なので、もし見たことない方いらっしゃいましたら、女性向きかなと思うんですけれども、なんかこうね、とっても気持ちのいい映画なので見ていただきたいなと思います。
So yeah, like I said, this is my all-time favorite Japanese movieAnd it just makes me feel good at the end of the movie. I feel so happy and gives me a motivation to live peacefully and to appreciate what I have. It's just a feel-good movie for me. So if you haven't watched it, I think this movie is mostly for women, but still, like if you have time orYeah, if you have some time to watch it, I would totally recommend it.
はい、ということで今日はちょっとふわふわした状態でポッドキャストを録音しました。まあ、今日はお盆特別編といいますか、また週末におそらく配信すると思います。よかったら聞いてください。
So thank you so much for listening to my just a little bit tipsy voice today. But I really hope that you're having a good day, and I'll be back here probably this weekend. So until then, talk to you soon.